Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu salam ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome all viewers. Today I wanted to react to a video entitled, Is Homosexuality Normal Behavior? This was posted by the Guide to Islam channel, so if anyone wants to watch the video uninterrupted without my commentary, you can just check the link in the description. But before we begin, I just wanted all the viewers, particularly those who might disagree with what's said in this video. Some people might be shocked and triggered by it, but there are two questions I just want such viewers to keep in mind. Number one is, how concerned with truth are you? Meaning, if the LGBT agenda was proven as dangerous and counterproductive, would you accept that? Or do you already have your mind made up regardless? There's just nothing, no amount of evidence, no amount of proof, regardless if it's scientific or what have you, you will just not accept it. So that's the first question is, are you even open to the idea of just being objective about this topic? And number two, what about people who do believe that it has been proven to be counterproductive and dangerous? Are they allowed to believe that? Are they allowed to voice their opinion in that regard? Or should they be canceled? Should they be penalized and demonized, so on and so forth? So those are just two things to consider before we even begin, because I know this is probably going to be seen as very politically incorrect in this day and age. We know what this video says and some of the commentary that we might be sharing, but I think it's important to think about those two things. Are you concerned with truth objectively? And what about those who differ from your opinion? Should they be silenced and canceled? So without further ado, let's jump right into the video.
Is it normal behavior? During the time when black people were treated as slaves in Europe and America, studies which claimed to be scientific were produced. They were undertaken by scientists who tried to show that black people belonged to a subhuman race and that they were closer to animals than to humans. This was an attempt under what's called pseudoscience. Are we aware that today a similar type of pseudoscience is being promoted?
This is really crucial to recognize, because nowadays so many people consider science to be this divine entity, and therefore scientists are viewed as these prophetic figures that have access to revelation from that divine entity of science. Whereas people, I mean, if you just slap the label of science, scientific, on something, people will just completely, wholeheartedly believe it with complete blind faith. They might not know who the scientists are. They might not know anything about the study or the source or anything, but they would just believe, oh yeah, science, of course. When people wanted to promote the idea that black people were subhuman, then they were able to come up with scientists who said that science supports this. And now that people want to push an LGBT agenda, they're doing the same thing. They are using pseudoscience. But as we continue the video, we'll see that science really isn't used in these cases as some sort of objective way to find truth, but rather it's just used to push an agenda.
In 1993, Dean Hammer published a study that claimed to identify a relationship between gene XQ28 and homosexuality. Since then, millions of dollars have been spent in trying to prove the claim. Yet, 24 years later, the result of all these efforts has been nil. On the contrary, genealogy asserts that genes have nothing to do with behavioral characteristics. The question is, why have the racist pseudoscientific claims been discarded, but homosexual pseudoscientific claims continue to be upheld? Two factors have ensured this: the homosexual lobby and the ideologized media.
So here we see it's not really a matter of objectively searching for truth regarding scientific discoveries, but rather you have the lobbies, you have the media, they have an agenda, and that's what they push. And that being the case, just think about, you know, if some of us lived back when pseudoscience was pushing the idea that black people were subhuman, how many people, if they were going to be consistent, how many people, how many religious figures even would start adopting those values and those ideologies, those perspectives? Even though it clearly goes against religious teachings, we know that we all come from Adam, alayhi salam. We know that we're all human beings that will be judged before our Creator, not based on our skin colors or anything like that, but based on our deeds. But nowadays, people are preferring pseudoscience over their religious teachings. But surely a day is going to come where they look back and see how wrong they were, just like people now can look back and see how wrong the pseudoscience was regarding black people.
Robert Spitzer is one of the most important figures in the field of psychiatry. He played a leading role in removing homosexuality from the list of psychological disorders. Spitzer subsequently published a study showing that it is possible to alter the sexual orientation of homosexuals. He described his treatment method, which uses no medical drugs, showing that it was successful in the treatment of 200 cases of homosexuality among men and women. He called it reparative therapy. No one objected to his conclusions on scientific grounds. Yet, the world's two leading health organizations severely criticized him. Both the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, attacked him, and he was forced to apologize.
So no one objected on scientific grounds. It was just this sort of cancel culture mentality. Even though science backed up what he was saying, he's not allowed to say it. And this, of course, sends a message to everyone else. Regardless of real science, regardless of real truth, even, you have to push a particular agenda or you're going to get canceled.
The point at issue here is, have his claims been scientifically proven wrong? Definitely not. The two organizations published a statement alleging that Dr. Spitzer's reparative therapy involves health risks. How? They argued that it makes a homosexual man or woman feel ashamed and may even lead such a person to commit suicide. The two organizations also published recommendations that may be described as autocratic, trying to frighten anyone who dissents. They urged the enactment of legislation that would punish anyone who tries to promote reparative therapy for homosexuals. They want such therapy to be outlawed. They have even encouraged that any such activity be exposed because it represents a violation of human dignity. They further require that individuals who promote such reparative therapy be reported to the relevant authorities. Needless to say, such practices recall to mind the tactics of the Spanish Inquisition. It's certainly naive to assume that an objective study can be undertaken in such an environment. Yet, some media outlets continue to describe Dean Hammer's falsehood as scientific. There is always a simple strategy: silence scientists and establish a lobby to promote your falsehood. It's a sure way for people to believe pseudoscience.
So as you can see, this tactic is nothing new. This has been used throughout history, and a day comes where people actually look back and see how twisted and backwards the pseudoscience was. So surely it's only a matter of time before the pseudoscience that is being pushed today is also exposed. The question is, how much damage is going to be done before then? And what role are you going to play in it?
Everyone who is following the media can see the efforts made to familiarize the process of adopting children by gay parents. And at the same time, they do acknowledge its impact on children's values and behavior towards sexual relationships. You can imagine a child raised by gay parents mingled with a community of gays. He grew up with these practices, which are contrary to human nature. By the time when he wanted to change himself, live a normal life, and seek help, not only was he prevented by law, but also any attempts to help him was criminalized. Is that freedom?
And this is the current age that we are living in. The pseudoscience is being pushed through lobbyists and the media. People are just internalizing it and believing it and accepting it and implementing it in the society. What effect is that going to have?
The Holy Quran tells us about Allah's prophet, who was sent to warn his people not to commit this disgraceful act. He is the prophet Lot, peace be upon him. And he asked his people frowningly, and we had sent Lot when he said to his people,
Do you commit such immorality, as no one has preceded you with from among the worlds? Indeed, you approach men with desire instead of women. Rather, you are a transgressing people.
While Prophet Lot fully accomplished his duty, his people didn't follow him. But they accused him and his family of this weird charge.
But the answer of his people was only that they said, Evict them from your city. Indeed, they are men who keep themselves pure.
So what were the consequences? God punished them with the proper punishment for their abnormal practices.
So the shout took hold of them at sunrise, and we made the upside thereof downwards, and we rained on them stones of baked clay.
Would anyone be thoughtful?
Yes, when we look at the story of Lot, alayhi salam, it's really interesting because if we just think about the world population, allegedly over half of the world population are either Muslim, Christian, or Jewish. And each of these religions have the story of Lot in their scripture. Whereas the LGBT community is a very, very small fraction. So it's really quite baffling how all this is happening so fast at such a large extent regarding pushing this sort of agenda and people leaving their religious values for this pseudoscience. Anyways, Allah knows best. Thank you for watching. Let me know what you think in the comments. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.